Good morning. Good morning, my little darling. It is Wednesday. It's hump day, April 19th, 2023. And today is National Garlic Day, National Banana Day. If you click on this National Banana Day, it brings you to 19 recipes for ripe bananas that aren't banana bread. And it's funny because I have some beautifully ripe bananas that I was going to turn into banana bread today. But there's a banana layer cake apparently with chocolate cream cheese frosting I could make instead. I'll probably stick with the bread. You know what? I'm going to at least keep this open. Because there's so many good ideas. I'll put the link in here. You know what? I'll save that link. I'll put the link in there for you guys to look at these recipes. Because that's how good Smutty is to you. I'll show you what you can do with your bananas. What else is today? Okay, so also on the 19th of April is Bicycle Day. Riding your bicycle. Nope. Bicycle Day seeks to commemorate the day the Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann purposefully ingested LSD-25. Or lysergic acid dithalamide. In his research to create an anti-hemorrhaging drug using ergot fungus, Hofmann had accidentally been exposed to the synthetic chemical LSD. Why is it Bicycle Day? Bicycle Day recognizes Hofmann's experience with LSD in 1943 and acknowledges it as the first acid trip. What? So let's see. He became anxious after taking it, asked an assistant to accompany him home. Together they biked to Hofmann's home, hence the name of the day. He ended up seeing a doctor who found nothing to be wrong with him physically, and he calmed down. He would later describe his experience as kaleidoscopic. Fantastic images surged in on me, alternating, variegated, opening and then closing themselves in circles and spirals, exploding in color fountains. That sounds hypnotic. It was particularly remarkable how every acoustic perception became transformed into optical perceptions. Bicycle Day was created in 1985 by Northern Illinois University professor Thomas B. Roberts. He started the day as a celebration of the first intentional exposure to LSD. That is not what I was expecting when I read about Bicycle Day. That was so cool. Oh. Poor Hofmann freaking out. Can you imagine that level of paranoia the first time? I can't say. I've never done LSD. I used to work with a lot of old patients, elderly people, and so many of them had done LSD back in like the 70s. And it was fascinating, the ones who were really into drugs, because they talked about having these residual experiences after the fact, especially with LSD. It was sort of like once their mind had been opened up to it or susceptible to it, yeah, they saw some shit. And they loved it. They went on and on about it. I'm not advocating for drugs or anything, and I've never done it. I don't intend to do it. My mind, I can get paranoid without it. But isn't that just the most interesting? I really like those descriptions, though. Those are inspiring, kaleidoscopic, fantastic images. Oh, it's so good. I just like how this paragraph was written. So anyway, happy Bicycle Day, hump day. Oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night, but that's okay. There's always room for naps. And I'm going to finish up this audio, hopefully get that out to you today, I think. And then I have a stack of catch up to do for some people. And yeah, we're just going to keep plugging along. My mind's all scattered. You know that feeling, that midweek brain scatter and fog. All I know is it got very cold last night and I was shivering and I'm still cold today. So I'm going to probably just take a nice steamy hot shower and warm up a little bit. But we got Earth Day coming up soon and 420 is tomorrow. Hey, hey, hey. We'll learn something about that tomorrow. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys have the best hump day and more later. Love you. Bye.